Now, back to Home Improvement USA.
It is Home Improvement USA. I am Dave Rush, along with Steve Leventhal. And now, from my healthy home, we bring in America's healthy home expert. She is the president and founder of My Healthy Home. Her name is Caroline Blazovsky. Caroline, welcome to the show.
Hi, thank you for having me.
All right, good to have you. And Steve, you know, Caroline does a lot of, I'm looking on the website here, that's myhealthyhome.info, and she's done the Essentials of Healthy Living radio show, Doctor's Orders radio show, the Image Home Improvement, we know that one, Steve, with Steve DeBell. She's also done the Weekend Warrior show that you hear on the 24/7 Home Improvement USA channel. So she's been on a lot of home improvement radio programs. But now she's coming on what we consider to be a mediocre one. What about you, Steve? What do you think about that? Are we one of the better, the worst, or right in the middle?
Aim low. That's all I say. Aim low.
Okay. So, Caroline, tell us about My Healthy Home.
Well, basically, I'm a public educator. I've been educating the public about not only building aspects of having a healthy home, but also why it's important to have it from a health and wellness perspective. So my job is to basically evaluate homes, look at what you're exposed to in your home, how it's built, what vault organics you have, molds, allergens, pet dander, dust mites, you name it, and to figure out if this could be contributing to people's health effects or if it's impacting their wellness.
Okay, so you sell a variety of testing kits on your site, mold testing, water testing, air testing. So tell us about those.
Well, basically, we started this when we started working with physicians across the country. And, you know, obviously I was an inspector and I was only limited to the area I could go out to and to see homes. So we developed ways for homeowners wherever they were, whether it's internationally or nationally, to be able to test their homes for all kinds of toxins to figure out what their environment is really like. So we developed these kits, and it gives homeowners a way to test for things like vault organics and mold and VOCs and things that could contribute to not feeling well in your home.
Okay, there's a variety of places that sell these types of kits. How does yours differentiate maybe from some of the other ones out there?
Well, the difference is ours are a professional-based kit, so it's very equivalent to if I, as a home inspector and indoor air quality professional, went out and tested your home. The pumps that we use are identical to the pumps that a professional would use, and we use the same laboratories. So a lot of the kits that you'll see, especially with mold, they aren't really air samples. It's something where you'll take a tape lift sample and they'll analyze the mold, but they won't give you information about it. They're not going to tell you if you have a problem, what it means. Ours is a pretty comprehensive evaluation of what's going on in the house, and obviously we use it with physicians, so you need to be able to provide quality information. So that's how we differentiate ourselves from, you know, to other testing.
Okay. Tell us about the dangers of mold, please.
Well, molds are like people, so they're just like you and me, and they need food and air and water to survive. And unfortunately, the only way to really keep them out is to remove water sources. So, you know, when it comes to a building perspective, whether that's controlling your relative humidity or it's controlling leaks or it's making sure that our kitchens and bathrooms are being upgraded, you know, every 20 years to make sure that we don't have all these underlying secret places where mold's hiding behind our appliances and things like that, it becomes really important. And molds, unfortunately, because of how they operate, they do three things. So they basically are that fuzzy thing you see on a piece of fruit, but then they're also have the ability to sort of smoke cigarettes, I call it, where they put off a gas into the air. And then certain molds that are toxic molds have mycotoxins associated with them. And those all have the ability to suppress our immune system and make us not feel well.
Okay. Caroline Blazovsky is with us. She is president and founder of the company My Healthy Home, and their website is myhealthyhome.info, myhealthyhome.info. How do you prevent mold from coming in the home?
Well, molds are, you really want to try to control any sort of, you know, faulty plumbing, roof leaks. You want to make sure flashing's done properly around your doors and your windows if you're doing any kind of window installation. You want to make sure your bathrooms and basements aren't having water sources, and then also keeping humidity down in your home to control mold growth is really important. So we say optimal level for humidity should be about 30 to 50%, especially in a basement area. So if you get too low, if you go below 30%, you'll dry out your nasal passages and you'll be more prone to viruses and colds. But if you go above 50%, then you start to give food sources to things like mold and dust mites and bugs. So really keeping water and humidity down in your home is really important for lots of different reasons, not just for mold growth.
So Caroline, as far as animal dander and things like that, you know, where are the where are the dangers there, or the health issues that should be concerned about?
Well, it's good that you bring that up, because pets, right, though we love them and they're cuddly and we love to have them in our homes, really produce a lot of inflammation. They have proteins, and it doesn't matter whether they're hyperallergenic or non-hyperallergenic. The proteins they produce, if you're susceptible, produce inflammation. And so a certain percentage of the population will be allergic, but then also it will just systemically produce inflammation in people. So if you do have chronic disease or you have chronic illnesses, you really want to be cognizant about the decision to get a pet, because it will definitely affect the amount of inflammation you have in your body and could make conditions worse, especially if you are, you know, prone to things like asthma or other autoimmune conditions.
Okay. How did you get involved in all of this? You are a member of the IAQA, Indoor Air Quality Association. Okay. But how did you get started in all this?
I started years ago. I've been doing this for about 17 years now. And I started because I had allergies. And when I went to, you know, see a physician, I really felt like the resources they had for people who were dealing with allergy conditions were just not really comprehensive. So I said, look, there has to be something to do. How do we know when people have allergens? How do we know what's contributing to them in our home? And then I got into, you know, obviously testing for mold and things like that. And then it just proliferated and kept growing. And I learned more about our homes and then really became a public advocate for 90% of our health is really determined by your environment, your behaviors, and your genetics. So our houses play a really huge part in how we're going to feel every day. So it's my mission to promote wellness and say, look, these are things you can do in your home to help you be, you know, healthier as a human being.
Okay. Now, what about volatile organic chemicals, VOCs?
You guys know about VOCs and paint. So, you know, people are usually familiar with VOCs because we talk about low VOC paint. And people say, oh, I know that, you know, I'm supposed to buy a paint that has low VOC, it's better for me. But everything produces a VOC, really, whether it's personal care products, gasoline, automobile materials, cleaners, anything you use in your home, a lot of them produce what we call VOCs. And when these VOCs get too high in your home, that's when people start to have different symptoms. Maybe you'll get headaches, maybe you'll have asthma. So, and it compromises your indoor air quality. So the goal is to try to keep VOCs as low as you can. And you can do this in, you know, many ways. One, by like reducing, you know, products that you bring into the home, but then also looking at things like your heating fuel, making sure that you maintain your furnaces, making sure your combustibles are working properly, making sure that the products that you use when you're doing building or renovation are going to be lower VOC product is really important.
So another question. I know we've sort of talked about all these things that could cause toxicity or could cause a problem. What's the first sign that you might have a problem? But what changes would occur that would say, that would raise a red flag?
Right. That's an excellent question. So if you start having symptoms, and especially if you've been to a doctor and the doctor, you know, you do normal testing, blood work, and everything's coming back okay, and the doctor really doesn't have any indication as to why you might be experiencing maybe headaches, sinus infections, maybe you had a bout of pneumonia, maybe you've had, you know, chronic aches and pains, things that are just out of the ordinary for you, that's when you want to start to look inside your home and say, look, what am I being exposed to every day? What it could be potentially here that could be contributing? And that's when you start to evaluate it and hire someone like myself. You can go to healthyhomeexpert.com. That's our specific website for people who want to have their houses inspected. It's really great to start just one time of year. You don't have to go crazy. You don't have to, you know, test for everything, but one test a year. It's just like you go to the doctor and have your blood work done. You want to have your house evaluated. So one time of year you do water. The next year you'll do VOC testing. The next year you do mold testing. Every 3 to 5 years you should be doing a mold test, for example. You know, then you can test for radon 1 year. So you just want to do these things one time of year to keep up with the health of your house and to make sure that your environment's, you know, healthy and that you're doing everything okay and that you're not exposed to anything that could be potentially not, you know, causing health symptoms.
Where do you test for mold?
Well, molds are, you know, can be anywhere, and most houses that I investigate do have mold, okay? You can go digging around in almost any house and find it, but it's the concentration of it, how bad the problem is, and then the type of mold that really determines if it needs to be remediated or if there's a problem. So typically, in our kit, we have a kit, it's called Examinair, and it's examinair.net, and you can go there, and it's a mold and allergen kit that you can do, any homeowner can do it. And basically what you do is you'll take three samples inside the house, and I usually say if you have a colonial or you have a ranch, you want one level, a test on each level of the home, and then one test is outside. And your outside test is your baseline test. That's telling you what's naturally occurring and what's normal, and then how is it different from what you have inside. And the two should correlate in a healthy environment. But when you start to have too much growth on the inside, more than the outside, then we know you have a problem that's systemic to your building, you know, building envelope or your building construction. So then you need to try to have that evaluated. But so usually it's about three samples inside, depending on the square footage of the house.
Okay. America's home expert, home health expert, Caroline Blazovsky, president and founder of My Healthy Home, and myhealthyhome.info is the site, myhealthyhome.info. And Caroline, we'd like to have you on the program again. Thank you very much for coming on today and helping us in this area.
Thank you, guys. Thanks for having me.
Okay, and we will be back with more. It is Home Improvement USA.